I'm shocked. I always experience a sense of shock and delusion when I come to this room, because many of you recited the same script that you had in front of yourself last year. Of course we condemn Hamas attack. Of course we express solidarity with the Israeli victims. Of course we demand the release of the hostages, both the Israelis and the Palestinians. But is it possible that after 42,000 people killed, you cannot empathize with the Palestinians? You, those of you who have not uttered a word about what is happening in Gaza, demonstrate that empathy has evaporated from this room. And empathy is the glue that makes us stand united as humanity. But don't worry, I mean, you can continue and you will become more and more irrelevant to the rest of the world, which is in turmoil. And it's not just the Global South. Look at the young people in Europe, in Western countries, those to whom many of you, including my own country and Germany and France and the UK, are demonstrating that human rights are good to be taught in schools and universities. But don't dare you trying to exercise freedom of assembly and freedom of expressions in your street, all the more for Palestine, all the more touching our ally Israel. This is what you are telling young generations.